Bukhim Abayim to the 8th in the continuing series of lectures, Shi'urim, on the Magnus Opum of the Netziv, on the Chumash, Ha'omek Dava. We're going to begin today with a slightly different topic in the Netziv. And this is a topic which actually, as we'll see in Yetz Hashem, actually occupied some of the Rishonim. Certainly those Rishonim that the medieval commentators, specifically those who were interested in the lost art of Pshuta Shamikra, trying to understand, most people define as being the simple meaning of the verse. But I would say probably the intended meaning of the verse. That's how we understand Pshuta Shamikra, in accordance with the Tziv introduction, Kidmas HaEmek. Anyway, we're actually going to focus once again, we're going to be in Bereishis. In Bereishis, in Parshas Vayishlach. So, we have the story of the rape of Dina. As the Chumash says in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Vateitze Dina Basleya, right? Dina Basleya went out, Asher Yolda LeYaakov, right? That Leah gave birth to Dina from Yaakov, Le'ois Bivnois, Ha'oretz, right? And Pasuk Bey is Vayaroisa Shem Ben Chamor, Shem Ben Chamor saw her, right? Vayikach Oisa, Vayishkav Oisa, Vayamer. Okay, so Shem Ben Chamor rapes Dina, right? Now, before this, this is the beginning of a new parsha. Pasha's Tumah. And before this, there's a very small parsha. In other words, that actually Psukim Yud Ches until Chav. And there it speaks about Vayova Yankov Shalom Il Shchem, Asheb Evat Kanan, Vayova Padlan Aram, Vayichan Espada Ayir. Yankov Avinu comes to Shchem. This is, of course, after the historical encounter with Esav, with his brother Esav. And he comes to Il Shchem. And then it says, "V'yikar eschok zasod shenoto sham olim yad b'nei chamor ovi shchem b'meya ksita." So he acquires a property. V'yotzem sham mizbeach, and he builds there a mizbeach. V'yikalo kel l'kei Yisrael. And he calls the mizbeach kel l'kei Yisrael, because that's a very very loose translation. In any case. Those of you who are familiar with Rashi on the Chumash in Pasuk Chof, Rashi speaks about what is the meaning of the Pasuk, because it brings Chazal, the Kosh Boho called Yaakov Kel, and says Rashi, Divrei Teira Kepadji Foytzasela, Mischalkim Mekamata Amim. So Rashi speaks about the depth of Teira, different layers of Teira. Vanili Yashib Shuddha Shamika Basi. So Rashi says, I've come to be Miyashib Shuddha Mikra. Now, people seem to, in my opinion, to draw the in my opinion, the erroneous conclusion that Rashi is interested in Pshuta Shamikra. No, Rashi is usually not interested in Pshuta Shamikra. Rashi is interested in the understanding of the pasuk based upon Chazal. But here, when Rashi says, brings the Gemara Megillah, and says, Divrei Torah Patei Shefoi Tzatzela, which means that the Torah is on a different level, Rashi decides not to explain the pasuk, the verse based upon Chazal, but actually attempts at what's called a Pshuta Shamikra, the intended meaning of the pasuk. In any case, the Amud Dava here says something very interesting, right? Once again, in Pasuk Chav, in the Dibah HaMaschil Kela L'Kei Yisrael, says the Amud Dava, I'm going to read inside and translate word for word. The Midrash Isa Kha Kara Li'atzmai El. That he called himself El. So says the Netziv, the Eina Kavana Shekoli Atzma El Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, he wouldn't call. Yaakov Avinu would not call himself a god. El Apelu Shekoli Atzma Yisrael. Says in the Tziv that the Medrash means to say that Yaakov Avinu called himself Yisrael. Umishim Hachin Nikach Kodesh Baruch Hu Kel L'Kei Yisrael. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu was called Kel L'Kei Yisrael. Right, the God of Yisrael. It was Yaakov Avinu referring to himself as Yisrael. As says in the Tziv, that the person calls him as Beach, right? It means that he's praying. It's a tefillah. He's davening. Haimush is part of the mizbeach that he davened in front of the mizbeach, and in his davening he said Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yisrael. What was Yaakov Avinu referred to himself by the name of Yisrael? And says the Nitziv, based upon the Medrash, V'nenesh b'fil zeh. And because of this, he was punished by Ma'isa Dina, K'di'isa Medeshrahu. In other words, Chazal are basically inferring from the Smichas HaParshias, from the fact that the Parsha of the Mizbeach, the Yaakov Avinu, called it Kel Elokei Yisrael, when the Tzivah says Yaakov Avinu refers to himself as Yisrael. The fact that this parsha comes, proceeds, and introduces the parsha of the rape of Dina. So from this, Chazal learned that in fact, that there was an oinish. What was the oinish? The oinish was not that Yaakov Avinu called himself God, Chas v'Shalom, Yaakov Avinu wouldn't do something like that, but he called himself Yisrael. Okay, now you're going to ask me a question. What are you talking about? Right before he meets Esav, he wrestles with the Malach, the Sar of Esav, who calls him Yisrael. So says the Netziv, V'hainu she'afol gav she'omol ha'malach she'yeh nikra Yisrael, even though the Malach said to Yaakov Avinu that he will be called Yisrael, right? And that pasuk, of course, is a famous pasuk, but I'll refer to you right now. It says in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Chav Ches, that he wrestles. Right? He wrestles with someone. Ki'ola wrestles with someone. Vayeme elab mashmecha. And the angel, the malach, or this person he wrestles with, the saravesev, according to Chazal, asks him, what's your name? Vayeme Yaakov. My name is Yaakov. Vayeme. This is now in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chavtes. Vayeme lo Yaakov ye'ame oit shimcha. Your name will not be called anymore Yaakov. Ki'im Yisrael. Your name will be called Yisrael. Because you wrestle with Elohim, right? With mighty, mighty ones. And with people, other people. And you overcome them. Now, the fact is that the Malach says, You will be called Yisrael, but the Malach is not telling him that your name is Yisrael, that you can call yourself Yisrael. Right? Why is this true? This is true because later on, the Torah tells us, this is in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Tes, V'yera Elokim ala Yaakov Yoid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avik again, when he's coming from Padan Aram, and he blesses him, he gives him a bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, God says to him, your name, because your name now is Yaakov. Lo yikore shimcha Yaakov kim Yisrael, yeshimecha. Right? Your name will be Yisrael. Vayikore shimo Yisrael. So in other words, what the Nesiv is pointing out is that really, Yaakov Avinu, right? This is, of course, in terms of our Musakim, of course. We can't speak about a Chas v'Shalom Chet of the Avos. But Yaakov Avinu refers to himself Yisrael when the Malach speaks to him. But in fact, actually, he was only really allowed to use that name when a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him or commands him that his name will be Yisrael. And that's later on. So because of that, Chazal learned that there was an oinish, there was a quote unquote a punishment, and Dina was raped. That's what the Netziv says. Okay, now what's interesting is, right, is that one could raise a question. What's the question? Because if, now, in other words, after Yaakov wrestles with the angel, right? So it says, and once again, this is in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayizach lo Hashem is kasher oves Penuel, when he crossed Penuel, the sun came out. Vutzaleya al yerecho, and he's limping. Al Kain, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, therefore, Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael as Gid Anasha. Right? Bnei Yisrael will not eat Gid Anasha. Right? Ad HaYom Hazeh, until this day. Now, says the Nitziv, I'm going back to the Amud Dava in Pasuk Chof of Perek Lamed Gimel, right? And says, Okay, the east with Perek Gid Anasha, the Chachamim Svira Le, the Gid Anasha B'Sinai Nema, B'Rechsiv, Al-Kei Lo Yochlu B'Nei Yisrael, V'Adayin Lo Niko Shmo Yisrael. The Tziv brings a bit of a raya here, like this. What's brought in the Tziv? The brought in the Tziv is, if in fact Yaakov Avinu, well, you can learn the Tziv in one of two ways, but I'm going to learn it the way I want to learn it. The Tziv points out that we see that the Torah refers to him as Yisrael. Al-Kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael, the Gid Anasha. The Torah is referring to Yaakov Avinu as Yisrael. According to Chazal, he wasn't called Yisrael until later on. Now, Nitziv refers us to a Gemara in Chulin, in the Amud Dava. And there, actually, the Maramokim is Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, but actually there's a Mishnah in Kuf Amud Beis in Chulin, in Perek Gid Anasha. So there, there's a Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim say, in the Mishnah, we're speaking about the Gid Anasha, Noyeg B'Tahayra, Gid Anasha, the Issa Gid Anasha is only the Gid Anasha of a Behemoth Teira, a kosher animal, V'Enu Noyeg B'Tameya, it's not Noyeg B'Tameya. Right? And it, so the Issa Gid Anasha is Noyeg in a kosher animal, but not a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Av B'Tameya. Rabbi Yehuda says the Issa of Gid Anasha applies to an animal which is not kosher either. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'halo mibnei Yaakov nesa Gid Anasha. Gid Anasha was forbidden from the time of Yaakov Avinu. V'adayin behem et temei muteres lahen. At the time of Yaakov Avinu, it was muter, in mi'ika din, to eat a behem et temei, to eat a non-kosher animal. Even though Chazal say in Yuma, the others kept the entire Torah, from Avinu kept the entire Torah. Nonetheless, they were required to keep the entire Torah. Actually, this mice actually, I think, with Yaakov Avinu takes place probably outside of Eretz Yisrael. So, according to the Ramban, even, in other words, they didn't keep the Torah outside of Eretz Yisrael. In any case, Rabbi Yehuda says, what?
Was it Eretz Yisrael?
No, he was wrestling with the Malach before he comes to Eretz Yisrael. Because then after they come to Eretz Yisrael, because it takes them to take away the Avodah Zarah. Ah, very medrug, like the Ramban. Maybe the Ramban refers to himself before. Ah, Amulai b'Sinai nema ela shenichta b'mkaymai. So Chazal say that the commandment was given at Sinai. The command was given at Sinai, but nonetheless it was, and the Chumash was written here because the Torah associate the Gid Anasha with the struggle of Yaakov Avinu with the Malach. Now, I'm just reading from the Gemara in Kufal Amud Beis, Tanya, the Garbage of Braisa, where it expands on Rabbi Yehuda's argument. Actually, expands on the reputation of Rabbi Yehuda. Amud Ola Rabbi Yehuda, says the Braisa, I'm one down Kufal Amud Beis. This is actually the Maramakrim that the Nitziv himself brings. Amud Ola Rabbi Yehuda, Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, V'chinema Alkein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael. It says, Alkei lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael, v'lo loy nema ela b'nei Yisrael, v'lo niku b'nei Yisrael at Sinai. It says, Alkei, right? It says, Alkei lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael not called b'nei Yisrael until Sinai. Ela b'Sinai nema, but rather, in fact, it was the command, right? It was said at Sinai. It was this. It, literally speaking, it means the pasuk was said at Sinai, right? Okay. Ella, right? Shenichta b'mkaymai. Leitam eizet tam nesalahem. To give us, to inform us of the reason. Now, what I understand that the Tziv is saying is that, and he says, The Chacham Sviru, the Giranasha B'Sinai Ne'ma, the Tziv Al-Kenu Yerkel B'Li Yisrael. And the Tziv expands in Amab Dover and says that, in Hachinami, according to Rav Yehuda, there wasn't a Chet. Meaning what? Meaning the following thing. In other words, that's what the Tziv says. In other words, he says in the Hachav Dover, right, on this Dibar Maschil and Posachov, about Rav Yehuda, right? Right? Sevilla dem koime nema. In other words, it was said here, in Ken Kavan Niko Yaakov bedvar HaMalach Yisrael. Yaakov was called Yisrael. Vim keim ha-yabaza oini shekot by Yisrael. It was oini, because it was called Yisrael. Now, let's reflect upon this. The Netziv is telling us an incredible chiddush in the Machalas Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you would ask a person and say, even given Chachamim, in other words, even given Chachamim, right? In other words, or even given Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, it says, Al-Kelo Yochel B'nei Yisrael Sagir Anasha. So, what's the Machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim? So, the Netziv is learning, very interesting enough, is, you could say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, could also mean B'nei Yisrael. In other words, B'nei Yisrael also means that the Torah is telling us, for this reason, B'nei Yisrael, right, can I need to get Anasha? In other words, what's it do with Machlokes of Yehuda Chachamim? In other words, Yehuda Chachamim is speaking about what was forbidden. But the fact is that, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda, in principle, can agree that Yaakov Avinu was not called Yisrael. But the coin to the Tziv, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Medrash, being like this. The Netziv is saying is that the narrative of the wrestle of Yaakov Avinu, right, and everything about the narrative was said, kiviyachol, at that time. It was said at that time. The Pasuk, Al-Kenu Yochel B'nei Yisrael Sagir Anasha, was revealed, quote-unquote, inserted at a later time at the time of Matan Torah. In other words, you could say that there was a Torah of Torah's Bereishis, like Rashi explains the Chumash Yedah Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu had written Chumash Bereishis, and this Pasuk, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, was not yet in Chumash Bereishis. And then, at a later point in time, right, after Har Sinai, of course, it's a machlokes, Tamachum and Aleph and Gittin, with the Torah Pasha Nitna, Chasuma Nitna. Right? At a later point, there was a sivoy, there was a command of Gid Anasha, and that sivoy commandment was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah, Apia Gvura, in Chumash Bereishis. So the Tziv understands that the Torah was revealed at different times. And Rabbi Yehuda's chaylek. Rabbi Yehuda says that when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Bereishis originally, before Sinai, this pasuk was there. Meaning that what? That Yaakov Avinu was called Yisrael before Sinai. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since this is a tzivoy, a commandment of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can't say that there would be a punishment if Yaakov Avinu, right, calls himself Yisrael. And therefore, says that it says this medrash, which attributes the rape of Dina to Yaakov Avinu called Yisrael, is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would argue on this. That's what the Netziv is saying. In other words, we see interesting the Chiddush, that the Netziv is not speaking about the concept of command only, but he's also speaking about the times of the writing of the Chumash, right, from before Matan Torah. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu writes the Chumash before he goes up to Sinai, at the end of Mishpatim, it's only according to one opinion of Chazal, and afterwards. We discussed this in the oral nature of the written law. So in other words, the Netziv understands that we have here different levels. And Moshe Rabbeinu al-Pi HaGevura is writing and, in fact, redacting the Chumash all al-Pi HaGevura. That's what we see here in the Netziv. A very interesting understanding of the text of the Chumash. Now,
Why is that not clear from the Gemara itself?
No, because that's actually a very interesting parasha of Mishnayos of the Rambam. In other words, the Gemara you can say is that, in other words, then Chacham understand that all the tzivuyim were revealed after Sinai. And Rabbi Yehuda, what we could say is that, but since the Chumash happened to, no, Rabbi Yehuda could say also after Sinai, the Torah was written with the tzivuy, but since the tzivuy was written in the context of Yaakov Avinu, so you could say the first Ubeim at Tmeya. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Chacham does not necessarily have to be speaking about the historical truth. They can be speaking about, in other words, they can be speaking about why did the Chumash decide to put this commandment not in post Matan Torah in the Chumash, but here in Bereishis.
But it was written at that time.
Right. Both can agree. In other words, the city here is taking a church, in my opinion, is understanding it in a very, very deeper, less way deeper, but in a much more of a textual context, historicist context. Now, what bothers the Nitziv is in Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Zayin. Because what happens is that after the rape of Dina, so the news gets back to Yaakov Avinu. As we go, we start actually from Pasuk Kei. Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Kei. For Yaakov Shama Kitimi as Dina Bitoi. Yaakov Avinu hears that Dina was raped. His daughter, Uvana Hayu es Bikneya Basode. And Yaakov's sons were tending the flock in the field. Yaakov was quiet until they come. And then Shechem comes to Yaakov. Somehow they hear that Dina was raped and they come to Yaakov Avinu. They become very angry. A terrible thing has been done. Be Yisrael. What does Be Yisrael mean? Very interesting. The Shkav is Bas Yankov v'chein lo yaseh. Something like that cannot be done. Should not be done. Now, the Netziv raises a question in the Halchav Dova. The Halchav Dova, he says, we see that the Chumash referred to Yaakov Avinu as Yisrael. Ki nevala also be Yisrael. So it says in the Tziv, in the Halchav Dava, once again, Halchav Dava is on Pasuk Chav of Perek Lamed Gimel. Diba Amaschel Keloke Yisrael Sifkot N'Aleph for the Halchav Dava. So it says in the Tziv, V'leit tikshim imashek kozal la'alem ki nevala also be Yisrael. Don't ask me a kasha for the Pasuk later on. Ki nevala also be Yisrael. The Torah called Yaakov Avinu Yisrael. Lufnei Devar Hashem means before Matan Torah, before Hasinai. Avala inu devadei uma bechlala zera Yaakov kavah haisam mechuna b'shem Yisrael kamo uma Yisraelis. Says in the Tziv that the zera Yaakov, maybe speaking about the Shiftei Kot, were already called Yisrael kamo uma Yisraelis, like referred to the Jewish nation. And Yisrael means the Ma'ala Menateva, etc., etc. Okay? Right? In other words, Al Kain Shap because of Losh and the Vola Osam Yisrael. Right? So what does the Torah mean, the Vola Osam Yisrael? Perush. Ba'uma Yisrael is Lishkav is Bas Yankov Avi Ha'uma. Okay? The daughter of Yaakov, who's the father of the nation, Mekomekom Yaakov Levada Oilis Baradu Nikar Yisrael. Okay, the Netziv. What about Gid Anosh? It says B'nai Yisrael. It was Yisrael, first of the Jewish people, so B'nai is also first of the Jewish people. What's the entire deal of Chachamet? B'shem Hachi B'mikud the Gid Anosh, the Ksid B'nai Yisrael, Mashmo B'nai Ha'ish, Shiniko Shema Yisrael. The son of the Ish of the man is called Yisrael. In other words, the Tzim understood that we're learning B'nai Yisrael means the sons of Yisrael. Okay. So it's clear that, right? In other words, it must have been written afterwards because we're speaking about the sons of Yaakov or the progeny of Yaakov himself. But Yisrael here means the nation. Right? Very difficult in itself. You can think about it. I don't want to be mafalfel and ask kashas and give teilutzim. Let's say it's very difficult. I'm a little bit curious why the Netziv learned like this. Why? Because let's look at the pasuk in Perek Lamadalet Pasuk Zayin. Uvnei Yaakov bo min asada kishama, they came from the field kishama, v'yisatzu anoshe v'yichala emoid, they became, you know, they were infuriated, ki nevala osa v'yisrael, lishkav es beis Yaakov, v'chein lo yeyaseh. What does it mean, v'chein lo yeyaseh? This should not be done. Lo yeyaseh, I think, is a pluperfect form. Mm-hmm. It's not a, in other words, the Chumash, the narrative in Bereishis, usually speaks in the past tense. Yeyaseh indicates a future tense. Will not be done. Shall not be done. Now, the Netziv, of course, is very sensitive to the usage of Yeyaseh. Yepael. I mean, well, okay, now, why is that true? If you look, for example, in Vayera, Perek Chavbeis, Pasuk Yudalet, in the Akedah, it says, Vayikra Avram Shem Amokim Hahu Hashem Yireh. Okay, so far so good. Avram Avino calls the place Hashem Yireh. God will see. Asher ye'ame hayoyim, which that which will be said today, Baha Hashem ye'ra'eh, God will be seen. What does it mean, God will be seen? We're speaking about an event. In other words, it's a pluperfect. It's a verb in the future. Says in its if, right now, of course it says, Asher ye'ame hayoyim, says in its if, and Pasuk Yudalet, La'acha Matan Torah. When it's Tal V'Yisrael, the night, Beis HaMikdash Sham. Says in its if, Ye'ame, well, actually it says, Ye'ame Hayoyim. Right? So, the Lashon of Ye'ra'er, says in its if, is obviously speaking about after Matan Torah. Because it's only during the time of the writing of the Torah can you say God will be seen, Yehra'er. Especially you can't say Hayom. I'm not sure if the Yehra'er is from Hayom Yehra'er. I would say the two things go together. In other words, Baha Hashem Yehra'er, God will be seen, which speaks about the Hakbolas Bnei Hashchina during the time of the Rego. Like the Gemara says, Chagiga Yehra Yehra'er. It refers to that. In other words, the Pasuk is certainly has to be speaking about, according to the Siv, the Tzivoy, the commandment, right? To in fact actually go to the Beis HaMikdash, right? And the Hashem Yireh, so therefore it has to be after Matan Torah. It has to be after Matan Torah, because not only does it say Asher Ye'ame Hayoyim, but the Lashon Ye'ab will be set today, God will be seen, is certainly a present form of the verb, and you can't say it's part of the narrative in the past. But it has to be said at the time when the Torah was revealed and written by Moshe Rabbeinu Al Pi HaGevurah. That's Yeyra'er. Now, this raises an interesting question. Ani HaKatan would raise the quality question. Why could I not say in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, once again, the Pasuk was speaking about Vnei Yaakov Bo Min Asadok Yishanu V'Yisatzu Anosh V'Yechal Ma'oid, Ki nevala also v'Yisrael, the shkav is beis Yaakov v'chein lo ye'aseh. Why can I say the verb form of ye'aseh is a verb form that can only be after Matan Torah, and therefore it uses a lot. And therefore, it's because nevala also v'Yisrael. There was nevala also v'Yisrael is speaking about after Matan Torah. In other words, there was, quote unquote, an insertion where Shabbat, when he wrote the Torah, said, the Vala also be Israel, the Chay lo Yeyaseh. That's the way I would read the Pasuk. I'm surprised, Rabbeinu on a Tziv, Rashka Bahag, that was the obviously easiest way to explain it. Mm-hmm. Now, this verb form, Hashem Yera, has a very, very long history. It's a very, very long history. The Talmud of the Rishonim, the Eben Ezra, the famous Eben Ezra, recently has become made very, very famous, unfortunately. And I'd actually like to discuss this, but I'm going to discuss it with Mr. Shem in the next lecture, the next year. But what I wanted to say that as a temporary yishuv of the Netziv, I would say that Bishlama Hashem Yireh, we see this a mitzvah of the Torah of Chazal of Riyas, right? Riyas Bnei Azor during the time of the Regel. But the Vala also Bisrav v'chem lo yaseh, we can't associate any mitzvah or isra of Chazal in this pasuk. Otherwise, the Netziv, even though he's trying to learn Pshut Shemikra, he's trying to learn it according to the strictures and the guidelines of Chazal. So that's where there's a machlokes in the speech of Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, and then Netziv will say that in fact, actually, this based upon Chazal, we see clearly that this pasuk was written at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, at a later time. But the Vala also be Yisrael v'chein lo yaseh, right? Where's the Yisrael of Chazal? Where do we see this like loisaseh, a mitzvah? I mean, speaking certainly about Goyim. So this is a very interesting question. Of course, I mean, the Rishonim understand that that the Chiyuv Miseh is because of Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Sheva Bnei Noach is in other words, many Rishonim learn these are asmachtos. Certainly in Daf Lamed Chesin, in Bava Kamma, the Nesiv himself learns the Gemara that they were taken away during the time of Matan Torah. Lamed Ches, I think it's Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. I believe so. Okay, I mean, maybe out of that, but
I can share.
Okay, in any case, we will, this in fact actually, Hashem Yireh is in fact actually discussed in the Rishonim, this Lashon. Most notably, it's actually discussed by the greatest of biblical commentaries, and the Tziv says that the Sefer was on his table when he learned the Chumash, and that's the Ibn Ezra. And the Ibn Ezra, on this pasuk, when it says, "Bahar Hashem Yireh," and not Hayoyim, "Bahar Hashem Yireh," so says the Ibn Ezra. Let me get you. This is a. The Koreans could do this. One second. Ibn Ezra, where are you? Ah! Bahar Hashem Yireh, not on Hayoyim, Bahar Hashem Yireh, Be'ela HaDvorim. Now, what's Ela HaDvorim? So, an Ela HaDvorim refers to what the Ibn Ezra referring to you, what he says. In Perak Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Eila HaDvorim, and there, there's a very, very famous Ibn Ezra. Most people are not familiar with it, but Ibn Ezra speaks about the Im Tavin Soid Hashneimasa, the Soid Hashneimasa. Yichta Moshe Vaknani as Ba'ores Bahar Shem Yireh. This Ibn Ezra much ink has been spilt on this Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra has a slightly, I think, probably different approach than the Netziv, but we're going to speak about that in Mitzvah Hashem the next year. Ezra Hashem Yisborach. Anyway, until then, from an undisclosed location in Shlaim Yerach Kodesh, be well.